This morning we will study the topic, He must increase but I must decrease, for our mutual edification.
今早我哋要学习嘅题目系 他必兴旺，我必衰微，作为大家互相勉励。
All of us have heard of John the Baptist.
我谂大家都听过约翰，施洗约翰。
And we all know that he assumed an important role in preparing the way for Jesus.
我知道佢喺主耶稣预备做服事嘅道路上边，佢扮演一个好重要嘅角色。
And long before he was born, the Bible already prophesied about him.
但系就喺佢出世之前，好早之前，圣经就已经有预言佢嘅会出现啦。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
我嚟请打开以赛亚书第四十章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
以赛亚书第四十章第三节。四十章第三节，第三节，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
So here it tells us a voice of one calling in the desert, and that is John the Baptist.
呢度讲到有一个声音，呢个声音就系约翰施洗。
And he was there to make straight the paths of the Lord.
呢度讲到就话佢会修平我哋嘅，就会喺旷野里边预备主神嘅路。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 3.
我哋睇下马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
So in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 3.
新约圣经马太福音第三章。
Chapter 3 verses 1 to 3.
第一至到第三节，马太福音第三章第一至到第三节，第一节。那时在施洗约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说，他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修正他的路。
So here tells us about the arrival of John the Baptist.
这里讲到施洗约翰的出现。
And his job was to prepare the way for the Lord.
而他的工作就是要准备，也是准备为主耶稣的到来。
And also to proclaim the gospel of the Lord.
同埋是宣扬主传的福音。
So John the Baptist devoted himself to his duty.
所以约翰，施洗约翰他很专注交给他，托付他的工作。
And even the Lord praised him.
虽然主耶稣是这样赞扬他。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
我们看看马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11 verses 7 to 11.
马太福音书第十一章第七至到第十一节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 7 to 11.
马太福音十一章七至十一节第七节，他们走的时候，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说：你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。你们出去究竟是为什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者，在你面前预备的道路，所说的就是这个人。十一节，我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的，然天国里最小的比他还大。
So although John the Baptist was a great prophet and a worker for God,
虽然施洗约翰他其实是一个很大的先知，同埋在神里面是一个很重要的工人。
He understood his commission.
他很清楚所托付给他的任务。
He knew that he was there to serve God.
他知道他的出现其实是要是服侍神。
And to proclaim the Lord Jesus.
同埋是宣扬主耶稣基督。
Let's read John chapter 3.
我们再打开约翰福音书第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 30.
第三章的第三十节。
John chapter 3 verse 30.
约翰福音书第三章三十节。
Here he says, he must become greater, I must become less.
三十节讲到，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And in some Bibles is translated as he must increase but I must decrease.
另外有啲 聖經的翻譯本其實都是一樣，就說他必增加，我必減少。
So John the Baptist always affirmed that he must increase while I must decrease.
施洗約翰他經常強調的一件事，就是說他必興旺，我必衰微。
He was emphasizing that he was doing God's work and that it was Jesus who was the true Savior and Lord.
他經常強調的一件事，就是其實他是為神工作，主耶穌基督才是救主。
In the end time, we as believers of the true church are also doing the work of God.
在这个末世的时候，我们作为真耶稣教会的信徒，其实也都是为神工作。
And we are also like John the Baptist.
而我们也都好像施洗约翰那样。
Our job is to proclaim the Lord's gospel in the wilderness.
我们的工作其实就在旷野路上面，是宣扬主的福音。
And what can we learn from the example of John the Baptist?
我们在施洗约翰这个例子里面可以学到什么呢？
How can his words remind us about our commission, and also about our status as believers?
他从他的说话怎么可以提醒我们，究竟我们的任务和作为信徒的身份是什么呢？
From the way that John the Baptist thought about Jesus, we can learn about our own relationship with Christ.
从施洗约翰他思想主耶稣的这件事情，我们可以看到我们和神的关系其实是怎样。
Let's first turn to John chapter 1.
我们先打开约翰福音书第一章。
John chapter 1
约翰福音书第一章
John chapter 1 verse 15
第十五节
Verse 15 here it says John testifies concerning him He cries out saying This was he of whom I said He who comes after me has surpassed me Because he was before me
第十五节约翰为他作见证喊着说这就是我曾说那在我以后来的反成了在我以前的因他本来在我以前。
And again in verse 30 he says,
而在第三十节他也有讲到
In verse 30 he said, This is the one I meant when I said, A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
第三节讲到这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来反成了在我以前的因他本来在我以前。
So this means that John the Baptist recognized Jesus as God the Savior.
这里讲到施洗约翰他很确定地认定主耶稣其实就是这个救主。
And he knew that it was God who has started this plan of salvation.
他知道这个是神是最先是计划这个救恩的计划。
God has established and carried out this plan.
神去策划和去推行这个计划。
And John is only playing one part of it.
而施洗约翰他只是担任其中的一个角色。
And God has accomplished his plan to bring salvation into this world.
而最后是神是完成这个救恩的计划，是将救恩带来这个世界。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们打开以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 9-10.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9-10.
第九节到第十节。第一章第九节。以弗所书第一章第九节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里同归于一。
So here, God has called us to be the workers, in his harvest.
这里神是呼召我们，呼召他的工人去做收割的工作。
We should always remember that God's work is first.
我们首先要去清楚记得神的工作是第一位。
And God is in front of us.
神是在我们之前。
And whenever we preach the gospel, we proclaim the name of God.
当我们传扬福音，神的福音的时候，我们首先要宣扬的就是神。
And all that we do has already been planned and set out by God.
所以所有嘢，虽然所有嘢都是神是为我们的计划。
So therefore, all we do is proclaim the name of God.
所以我们要做的就是宣扬神的名。
For only God is our Savior.
只有神才是救主。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
我们打开《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
《使徒行传》第四章第十二节，
Acts chapter 4 verse 12, here it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
12节，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So like John the Baptist, we recognize that Jesus is our Savior.
好似施洗约翰咁，我哋清楚知道主耶稣系我哋嘅救主。
And that He's the Lord of our salvation.
佢系我哋救恩嘅主宰。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
我哋打开以弗所书嘅第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书嘅第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 11 to 14.
十一至到第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 11 to 14.
以弗所书第一章十一至到第十四节。十一节，我们也在里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节，这圣灵就是我们得基业的凭据，直到神之民被赎，是他的荣耀得着称赞。
So we should always remind ourselves that if it were not for Jesus, we would not have the blessings of eternal life.
所以我哋应该系经常去，我哋应该经常去记得，就系话，如果唔系得有神嘅祝福，我哋就冇办法得到得救。
And we would not have the chance to enter the heavenly kingdom.
我亦都冇机会去进入天国。
John the Baptist understood what Jesus coming to the world meant.
施洗约翰好清楚知道主耶稣再嚟呢个世界其实系咩意思。
He knew that Jesus was there to fulfill the salvation plan.
佢知道主耶稣再嚟其实系完全呢个救恩。
And that by this he would bring man closer to God.
嚟到嘅时候，佢就会将人系带嚟神嘅面前。
So this is something we should remember when we proclaim the name of God.
所以呢个就系我哋当我哋传扬主嘅福音嘅时候，我哋要唔好忘记嘅事情。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
我哋就打开约翰福音第一章。
We're going to refer to John chapter 1 a lot, so maybe you could put a marker there.
我哋会经常翻去约翰福音第一章，或者我哋可以做一个记号。
John chapter 1 verses 16 to 18.
约翰福音书第一章十六至到第十八节。十六节。Okay.第一章十六节，从他丰满的恩典里，我们就领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So sometimes, if we have believed in the Lord for a long time,
有时当我哋如果信主耶稣信得耐嘅时候
，sometimes we lose that fervor for God that we had at the beginning.
有时就可能我哋冇咗从前有嘅一种信心。
And we forget why we came to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我哋忘记当初点解我哋嚟到主耶稣面前信神。
Maybe because we're busy doing the work of God or carrying on with our lives.
或者我哋系忙于工作，忙于为神工作，或者系忙于我哋嘅生活。
So therefore, by looking at the words of John the Baptist,
所以去睇施洗约翰嘅呢一个例子。
It reminds us why is it that we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我哋可以清楚明白点解我哋仍然系相信神。
We believe because He is our only Savior.
我哋相信因为佢只系我哋唯一嘅拯救者。
And when He came into this world, it was to fulfill this plan that God has established because He loved us.
佢嚟到呢个世界系唯一系完全呢个救恩，因为神系爱我哋嘅。
And therefore, we have these blessings because it is all due to the love of God.
所以我哋得到呢啲祝福，完全系因为神嘅爱。
This reminds us also that we must put God first in our lives.
亦都提醒我哋，我哋需要将神放喺我哋生命嘅第一位。
We should let Jesus lead our steps.
我哋应该让主耶稣带领我哋嘅步伐。
And we should think about Him in all the decisions in our lives.
我哋应该让佢当我哋系喺生命上作一啲抉择嘅时候，将主耶稣摆喺第一位。
Even to before we make a proposal in a meeting or embark on some project, or choose our course of study or our career.
又或者有時候我哋喺一啲會議上面提出一啲意見，又或者我哋要開散一啲計劃。甚至是我們學習上要做一些科目的選擇的時候
In all things, we should let God lead our steps.
一切一切我們都應該讓主耶穌帶領我們的腳步
We usually let God lead our steps when we don't know what to do.
有時候可能通常我們是不知道怎樣做的時候我們就讓主耶穌去帶領我們的腳步
But perhaps having real faith is when, even though you know what you want to do, you still leave it to God.
但我們需要建立一種信心就是雖然你很清楚知道你應該怎樣做但我們都要讓主耶穌作為帶領我們的腳步的人
Because we do not know that what we want is what God wants.
但我們因為我們不知道我們需要的其實是不是主耶穌希望我們做的
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
我們看一下詩篇
73篇23至26節。
然而我與你同在，你才著我的右手，你要以你的訓言引導我，以後必接我到榮耀裡。除你以外，在天上我有誰呢？除你以外，在地上我有沒有所愛慕的？26節。我的肉體和我的心腸雖殘，但神是我心裡的力量，又是我的福分，直到永遠。
So here tells us again that before we proceed with anything, we should ask God to guide.
呢度話俾我哋聽，喺我哋進行任何計劃之前，我哋應該尋求主神嘅指引。
And today we have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
今日我哋有聖靈帶領我哋。
Jesus told us that He would send us a counselor.
主耶穌答應我哋，佢會俾我哋一個保惠師。
So and in the time of grace, we have the Holy Spirit to be with us.
在現在恩典的時候我們有聖靈和我們同在
We do not need to go through the priests like Israelites did in the olden days
我們不需要經過好像以色列人以前過的那種日子 祭司帶領的那種日子
Now we can speak directly to God
今天我們可以直接跟神對話
And the Holy Spirit is there to guide us and counsel us
聖靈就會在你裏面帶領我們安慰我們
And also to lead our paths
同埋去帶領我們的步伐
As Jesus said in John chapter 16
就好像主耶穌在約翰福音第一章這樣說
John chapter 16
約翰福音書第一章
16
約翰福音書第十六章
Chapter 16 verse 13
第十六章第十三節約翰福音書第十六章第十三節十六章第十三節十三節只等真理的聖靈來了他要引導你明白一切的真理因為他不是憑自己說的乃是把他所聽見的都說出來並要把將來的事告訴你們
Let us see what's the second thing that John the Baptist said
我們看看第二樣東西就是施洗約翰他所說的
Let's turn back to John chapter 1
我們再打開約翰福音第一章
John chapter 1 verse 20
約翰福音第一章第二十節
John chapter 1 verse 20
約翰福音書第一章第二十節
In verse 20 he said He did not fail to confess but confess freely I am not the Christ
第二十節二十節他就明說並不隱瞞明說我不是基督
Although many people thought that John the Baptist was the Lord Jesus, the Messiah
雖然很多人以為施洗約翰其實就是尼賽亞就是救主
He always corrected them
他是經常去改正他們
He told the people that he was only the messenger of God
他告訴這些人他只是一個神裡面傳信息的人
And John the Baptist did not rob God's glories
施洗約翰並沒有搶奪神的榮耀
Let's look at verse 19 to 23
我們看看1章第19至23節
Verses 19 to 23
19至23節19節約翰一章十九節 約翰所作的見證記在下面。猶大人從耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到約翰那裡，問他說：你是誰？他就明說，並不隱瞞，明說我不是基督。他們又問他說：這樣你是誰呢？是以利亞嗎？他說：我不是。是那先知嗎？他回答說：不是。於是他們說：你到底是誰？叫我們好回覆差我們來的人，你自己說你是誰？23節，他說：我就是那在曠野有人聲喊着說：修正主的道路，正如先知耶賽亞所說。
So when we are doing God's work, we should not desire a name for ourselves.
所以當我們做神的工作的時候，
desire to make a name for ourselves.
我們不應該是傳揚我們自己的名
字。We can look at the example of the people in Genesis.
我們可以看一下，我們可以看一下創世記裡面的例子。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 11.
我們看一下創世記的11章。
Genesis chapter 11.
創世記11章。
Chapter 11 verses 1 to 4.
第一章，第一至第，11章第一至第14。創世記十一章第一至到第四節。
Chapter 11 verses 1 to 4。
創世記十一章第一至到第四節。第一節，那時天下人的口音言語都是一樣，他們往東邊遷移的時候，在示那地遇見一片平原，就住在那裡。他們彼此商量說：來吧，我們要做磚，把磚燒透了。他們就拿磚當石頭，又拿石漆當灰泥。他們說：來吧，我們要建造一座城和一座塔，塔頂通天，為要傳揚我們的名，免得我們分散在全地上。
So the people of the world became sinful and forgot about God.
這個世界的人就變得很罪惡，同埋佢忘記神。
They decided to build a tower to glorify themselves.
佢哋決定去做一座塔去宣揚自己。
But what happened in the end?
但係最後發生咩事呢？
God destroyed their tower and scattered them everywhere.
神就係毀壞呢座塔，同埋分將佢哋分散世界各地。
Let's read verses 5 to 9.
我哋睇下第五至第九節。
Verse 5 to 9.
第五至少第九節，耶和華降臨，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。耶和華說：看啊，他們成為一樣的人民，都是一樣的言語。如今既做這事來，以後他們所要做的事就沒有不成就的了。我們下去，在那裡變亂他們的口音，使他們的言語彼此不通。於是耶和華使他們從那裡分散在全地上，他們就停工不做那地了，因為耶和華在那裡變亂天下人的言語，使眾人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴別。
So these people forgot to glorify God and glorify themselves.
這些人他去忘記將榮耀歸給神，反而是將榮耀歸給自己。
But in the end, God scattered them everywhere.
最後神將他這麼多人全人去分散全地上。
In the same way, like John the Baptist, we should learn to glorify God.
從施洗約翰這個例子，我們要學識到要將懂得將榮耀歸給神。
We should not display ourselves to others, but display Jesus instead.
我們不應該將我們自己展現在人的面前，而是應該將主耶穌展現在人的面前。
And we should not magnify ourselves, but deny ourselves as we do God's work.
在我們做成的工作的時候，我們不應該膨脹自己，而是應該否定自己。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我們看一下哥林多後書
2 Corinthians chapter 4
哥林多後書的第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 7 to 10
哥林多後書的第四章第七至第十節哥林多後書第四章第七至第十節第七節，我們有這寶貝放在瓦器裡，要顯明這莫大的能力是出於神，不是出於我們。我們四面受敵，卻不被困住；心裡作難，卻不被失望；遭逼迫，卻不被丟棄；打倒了，卻不致死亡。身上常帶著耶穌的死，使耶穌的生活顯明在我們身上。
So our job is to glorify Jesus and reveal his blessings to us.
所以我哋嘅工作就系将荣耀归俾神，同埋
reveal Jesus's work in our lives，
同埋将主耶稣嘅同埋
to magnify Jesus，
同埋将主耶稣展现喺人嘅面前。
Because the church should be built on the foundation of Jesus and not on others.
因为教会的根基其实是建基于在主耶稣，不是建基于人的身上。
Similarly, the church displays the glory of God and not the glory of man.
所以教会是展现耶稣的荣耀，不是人的荣耀。
That is why John the Baptist always said that he was not the Messiah, he was only the Messiah'sHelper.
所以施洗约翰经常讲他自己不是尼赛亚，他只是尼赛亚的帮助者。
Let's turn to this back to John the John chapter 1.
我们再打开约翰福音第一章。
And we look at the third thing that John said we can learn from.
我们看一下约翰讲的而从他身上所学到的。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 27.
约翰福音书第一章。第27节
Verse 27, here it says, He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.
27节，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
So here tells us the humility of John the Baptist.
这里讲到施洗约翰他的谦卑。
Even though so many people praised him and said he was the Lord.
虽然很多人赞赏他，说他是就是主。
John always denied this.
施洗约翰经常否定这样东
西。And he said that the real Lord is coming and I'm not even worthy to tie his sandal strap.
他经常就说真的主耶稣真的基督会很快再来，而我是不配为他解鞋带。
So this is to remind us that we must have humility.
这里提醒我们，其实我们一定要有心存谦卑。
If we show humility in our relationship with God,
如果我们在跟神的关系里面是心存谦卑的话，
it shows that we recognize our relationship with God.
这个就是可以展现得到其实我们是认同和主的关系。
Just as John the Baptist saw clearly who Jesus was.
就好像施洗约翰很清楚看到主耶稣是哪一位。
And he understood his relationship to Jesus.
他很明白他和主的关系。
He gave glory to God because he understood God's divine nature and his power.
他归荣耀给神，因为他很清楚神的大能和他的神性。
Similarly, we should try to have the same relationship with God.
同人类，我们应该去明白这一种和神的关系。
What place does God have in our lives?
我们，神在我们生命里面的位置是什么呢？
Is he number one in our lives?
他是不是我们生命上面的第一位呢？
Or sometimes number one, sometimes number five or six or ten.
或者有时是第一位，但有时就降到第五、第六，甚至第十位呢？
When things are going badly in our lives, do we say, yes, God is good, God is the leader of my life?
当一切顺境的时候，我们会不会说，神真的很好了，他是我生命里面的带领者。
And do we say, come and help me, God, and I will do whatever you say?
又或者是说，神啊，你来帮我啦，我会跟随你的脚步，无论你说什么，我都会跟随你。
But when things are going well in our lives,
但是当一切生命很顺意的时候，
do we say, God, who is he?
又或者我们会说，神啊，究竟他是谁呢？
Or we might say, never mind about God, I will think about him later.
或者我们会说，不要理他住，我们迟点先注意去思想神啦。
So God is being pushed down the ranking of importance.
所以神的在排名里面呢，就没有变得那么重要了。
Until we need him again, and then we will put him first.
直至到我们又需要他了，那我们又将他摆回第一位。
We can learn from the example of John the Baptist.
我们可以从施洗约翰这个例子里面学到。
He understood very well God's place in his life.
他很清楚知道神究竟在他生命上面的位置。
God is first in his life.
神是第一位。
And no matter whether in good times or in bad times, God is the center of his life.
无论是顺意或者逆意的时候，神永远都是他生命的中心。
And he humbly recognized that without God, he is nothing.
他很清楚地去认同，如果没有神，他就是没有所有东西。
We all hope for blessings.
我哋都希望有神嘅祝福。
But the only blessings that last are from God.
但係一種永遠存留嘅祝福，只有係從神而嚟。
And to obtain these blessings, we must humbly acknowledge God in our lives.
如果要得到呢啲祝福，我哋就要好謙卑咁樣認定神喺我哋生命裏邊。
Then God will bless us because we have understood our relationship.
咁神就會祝福我哋，因為我哋同神有一個好好嘅關係。
And because we are serving the Lord with, we fear the Lord and we serve Him with humility, He will bless us.
當我哋係敬拜神嘅時候，我哋敬拜佢係用謙卑，因為我哋係我哋係恐懼神。
Then God will bless us.
咁神就會祝福我哋。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22.
我哋睇下箴言二十二。
Proverbs chapter 22.
二十二章。
Verse 4.
第四節。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4.
箴言書第二十二章第四節。第四節，敬畏耶和華，心存謙卑，就得富有、尊榮，生命為賞賜。
So in the Bible, there were many important workers such as Paul and Peter and Timothy.
喺聖經裏面有好多例子，就好似保羅啦。
Peter,
彼得啦,
and Timothy,
同埋提摩太,
and all of them emphasized how we must serve with humility.
佢哋都經常去強調，就係我哋喺做神嘅工作嘅時候要心存謙卑。
We know that without humility, we will have pride.
我哋知道，如果我哋唔心存謙卑嘅話，我哋心就會有驕傲啦。
And pride can spread through our thoughts like a cancer.
而驕傲就好似有時好似癌症咁樣，喺我哋身體裏面擴展。
And pride is not just coming into serving God, but also our own thoughts about God.
驕傲嘅嚟到唔單止係我哋做神嘅工作嘅時候，就係有時我哋思想嘅時候都會引起驕傲。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
我哋睇下哥林多前書第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前書嘅第八章。
Chapter 8 verses 1-3.
哥林多前书第八章第一至第三节。
Chapter 8 verses 1-3.
哥林多前书第八章第一至第三节。第一节，论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。若是人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
So here tells us that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
这里讲到知识令到人自高自大，但是爱就可以造就人。
It reminds us that when we recognize the Lord Jesus and his relationship with us.
这里提醒我们，就是说当我们认定主耶稣在我们的生命里面，
We can learn from his example of love and humility.
我哋可以从呢、这个从佢呢个例子去学习到爱同埋谦卑。
And then we will know how to treat others with the same love and humility.
所以我哋就识得去点样去对待其他人，就系用谦卑去同埋爱心。
And then this will help us to benefit others.
呢个就去帮助我哋去帮助其他人得益。
And when we do that, we are doing what God requires of us.
我哋咁样做，其实系顺应神要求我哋咁样做。
Therefore, God will know what we do, and He will reward us.
所以神知道系认识我哋，知道我哋，所以佢就会奖赏同埋祝福我咧。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1, verse 26.
我哋再打开约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1, verse 26 to 27.
约翰福音第一章二十六至到二十七节。
John chapter 1 verse 26 to 27.
约翰福音书第一章第二十六至到二十七节。二十六节，约翰回答说：我是用水施洗，但是有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
So just here, John the Baptist reminds us that we have humility in our relationship with God.
呢度施洗约翰再一次提醒我哋。在我和神的关系中间，我们应该心存谦卑。
Sometimes we can question our motives for believing in God and serving God.
有时可能我们去怀疑我们在做神工作的动机是什么。
What motivates us to believe or work for God?
有啲乜嘢去带动我哋去相信神呢？
Is it the benefits from Jesus?
系咪主耶稣带俾我哋嘅好处呢？
Or is it pride?
又或者系骄傲呢？
Instead, by reminding ourselves of our true relationship with God.
所以就是在提醒我们，当我们同思想同神的关系的时候，
We confirm that we owe everything to him、
我们就很确定知道其实我们是、
We owe everything to him，
我们是沾神的一切东西。
So therefore we should worship and serve him with love and humility。
所以我们应该敬拜他，是、为神工作心存谦卑。
Just like the example of John the Baptist，
就好像施洗约翰那样。
Let us look at the fourth thing that Jesus, that John the Baptist said.
我们看看第四样嘢，就是施洗约翰所讲的。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 36.
第三十六节。
Verse 36. Here, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
三十六节，他见耶稣行走，就说：看那，这是神的羔羊。
So here it reminds us that we do not bring believers to ourselves, but to Jesus.
我们这里提醒我们，我们不是带、相信
We bring the non-believers to Christ.
所以我们就是需要带未信的人来到主的面前。
And we are passing on the message that this is our Savior to them.
所以我们其实就是要传达一个信息，就是这个是我们的救主。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
我们看哥罗西书的第一章第二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。第二十八节，二十八节，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫各人，教导各人，要把各人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
It is God's power and inspiration that draws people to believe.
这个其实是神的能力、带领到人去相信他。
We are just entrusted with the commission to share this wonderful news with him.
我们只是其实是被、受托去做，将这个使命，将这个美好的信息是传给其他人。
But it is God who is that, the head of the church.
但是只是神是教会的头。
And we are telling to others, here is God.
我们告诉其他人，这里就是神了。
Just as John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
就好像施洗约翰咁，睇下呢个就是神的羔羊。
So today we have all been commissioned to work for the Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们都在为主工作上面有一些、担当一些任务。
This is our duty.
这个就是我们所负担的责任了。
How can we make sure we carry out this duty to the best of our ability?
我们怎可以去肯定就是为我们做这些任务的时候是尽我们所能呢？
We are also the believers of Christ.
我们都是、主耶稣的，我们都是相信神的人。
How can we make sure we understand our relationship with Christ?
我们怎可以明白我们跟神的关系是怎样呢？
And understand his position in our lives.
我们怎样去明白究竟他在我们生命的位置是在哪里呢？
We can learn from this example of John the Baptist.
我们可以从施洗约翰这个例子里面学得到。
He carried out his commission with the full understanding of his duty and his status.
他实行这些任务的时候，他很清楚知道他的责任和他的身份是什么。
He was there to proclaim the Lord's gospel.
他是在那里去传扬主的福音。
And he knew that there was a time period for him to work, and he should make the most of the time.
他知道这个有个时间给他在那里工作，而他应该很善用那段时间。
For when the Lord appeared, it meant he had fulfilled his duty.
所以当主再出现的时候，就是讲明得到，施洗约翰他已经完成了他的责任了。
His humility and his genuine recognition of, the Lord's relationship was clear to him.
他的谦卑和他的纯真去认定、他和主 的关系，其实对他来说是很清楚的。
Therefore he said、he must increase but I must decrease.
所以他讲到就是说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And as a believer or as a worker of God, we can learn from the words of John the Baptist.
所以作为信徒，我们可以从、施洗约翰这个例子里面学得到。
So in conclusion,
作为一个总结，
Let's、look one more time at John chapter 1 verse 15.
我们再打开约翰福音第一章，
John chapter 1 verse 15.
约翰福音书第一章。第一章第十五节，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前，因为他本来在我以前。
So here it reminds us that we must recognize that God is our creator and Lord of our lives.
So 呢度提醒我哋，神就系创造者，而主耶稣基督就系我哋生命。
And we must let Him guide in all aspects of our lives.
我哋应该让主耶稣带领我哋生命嘅每一部分。
Let's look at the second verse.John chapter 1 verse 20.
我睇下第二个经节，就系约翰福音书第一章第二十节。
Verse 20.
第二十节，他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
So here it reminds us that we must glorify Jesus and not ourselves.
所以呢度提醒我哋，我哋应该将荣耀归俾主耶稣，唔系我哋自己。
And we must put Him first in our lives.
我哋应该将佢摆我哋生命嘅第一位。
The third verse
第三个经节
is verse 27.
就是在第二十七节
Verse 27.
一章二十七节。二十七节，那就是在我以后来的，我不配为他解鞋带。
So here it reminds us to serve the Lord with humility.
这里告诉我们，我们是为神工作的时候，应该存着谦卑。
Be humble before God, for without Him we are nothing.
我们应该在神的面前谦卑，因为如果没有他的话，我们所有东西都没有。
And the fourth verse is John chapter 1 verse 36.
第四个经节就是一章的三十六节。一章三十六节，他见主耶稣行走，说，看啊，这就是主的羔羊。
So this is to remind us that Christ is our Savior and we must share that message with others.
这里提醒我们，主耶稣基督就是我们的救主，还有我们应该将这个信息和其他人分享。
For that is our commission from God.
这个就是神托付我们的使命。
So as workers of God and believers of God in the end time.
所以作为，在末世作为神的工人和神的信徒。
We should be aware of our status and duty.
我们应该清楚知道我们自己的身份和责任。
Let us learn from the example of John the Baptist.
我们一起从施洗约翰这个例子去学习。
So that we may accomplish our work and gain our heavenly reward.
所以我们能够去完成我们的工作和得到天国的奖赏。
And also so that we can confirm our relationship with Jesus.
同埋我们可以认定我们同神的关系。
So let us now conclude our sermon with singing hymn 244.
最后我们唱诗第244首。